Valdo Calocone has admitted manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. 19-year-old Grace O'Malley Kumar and fellow student Barnaby Webber died last June, along with school caretaker Ian Coates. Grace's father, Dr. Sanjoy Kumar, says the family struggled with their loss.
It's been a brutal journey since June. I don't think my poor wife has slept a night. Many tears, and it's been a very sad time.
The Prime Minister says the UK won't hesitate to take further action against Houthi rebels after more strikes were carried out in Yemen. The Iran-backed group says it's targeting vessels in the Red Sea to force Israel to stop its operation against Hamas in Gaza. A top official for the group has warned of a response. Rishi Sunak has urged them to stop.
We are not seeking a confrontation. We urge the Houthis and those who enable them to stop these illegal and unacceptable attacks. Yeah. But if necessary, the United Kingdom will not hesitate to respond again in self-defence.
Israel's Prime Minister has vowed to continue fighting in Gaza until they reach total victory. 24 soldiers died yesterday in the territory, the biggest loss of life for the force since the October 7th attacks. Nine police officers and staff are being investigated for alleged sex and drug crimes after security screening of forces in England and Wales. They're among 461 cases deemed serious enough for assessment. A new blood test has found to spot Alzheimer's up to 15 years before symptoms are shown. Experts think it could lead to a blanket screening for the over 50s. And finally, a Hertfordshire pub's been inundated with customers for having something quite unusual on the menu. It's offering a Yorkshire pudding 1 foot wide, with fans sending it viral. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by FEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Chris. Well, rather dull with outbreaks of light rain and still rather windy, with a top temperature of 13 degrees, which is going to drop to around 10 overnight. A much brighter day can be expected tomorrow with sunny intervals and a high of 11. And looking further ahead, Thursday will be rather drizzly, but Friday and Saturday should see the return of brighter conditions with tops of between 9 and 11 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross.
We have ignition.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
The Jacksons, of course, and Can You Feel It? And it's Scott Ross welcoming you to Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show. First off, of course, I must express a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Warden, her guests, Janet Howson and Lisa Horner from the Basildon Writers Group for the last 3 hours of great radio. And Michelle will, of course, be returning from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. On this show today, we'll have news of a young chap whose family had been told he was dead and then turned up very much alive when he discovered he was unable to collect his social service benefits. And of course, being a Tuesday, Margaret Mills will be along at around about 2:30 to tell us about a doctor from Toll St Darcy who seems to have been a bit of a character and who kept a stuffed bear in his house. Just for good measure. And he'd apparently shot that bear while he was on his travels in Russia. One of his other claims to fame was that he was blind in one eye, but nobody's quite sure quite how that occurred. Anyway, doubtless Margaret will tell us more at about 2:30, but before anything, let's kick things off musically by this one from Paloma Faith, who's definitely not talking about Margaret. Bad woman.
The chaos unfolds, the walls we built burn. So I spin the wheel and then I call the shots in the end. Walk away from my homestead, say I'm better on my own instead. Well, you can have the glory while I drive into the sunset. Of cards, call me Joker, call it art. I threw the dice and gambled it away. Not saying that it didn't hurt. I paid my duty, bet the curse. I broke into to learn to be a part.
Yeah, Paloma Faith Roller. Bad woman there. And here's a date for your diary, Friday the 9th of May, because that's when the Brentwood and Billericay local group at the Essex Wildlife Trust are going to be holding a quiz night at the Bardswell Social Club in Bardswell Close here in Brentwood. Now, this is a fun evening for all ages. Non-members are welcome. Feel free to make up your own team, up to a maximum of 8 people. Alternatively, you can buy just a single ticket or any number of tickets, and they'll help you join others to make up a team. The aim is you should arrive at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Tickets are priced at £12 each and include a hot supper, which can't be bad. Tickets are available from John Allen, who can be contacted either by email or at hainbridge1009@gmail.com, or you could also telephone him on 01277 231305. That might be easiest. It's a Brentwood number, 01277 231305, and all proceeds will be going to support Essex Wildlife Trust projects, including the protection of local wildlife and habitats. And you can get more information by going to the website, all the W's, essexwt.org.uk/events. And, of course, you can also find all the details by going to our very own website, phoenixfm.com, and simply follow the links to local events. And when you go there to the quiz night, make sure, just like Paolo Nattini, that you've got a pencil full of lead.
Pillow for my head, I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a turbo heater. Oh, and now it's getting hotter. Oh, it's only getting sweeter. I got legs on my tails and a head full of hair. Holding a pan and some shoes in my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. Two pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly and a license for my telly. And nothing's gonna bring me down. Most of the memes and scripts for the scenes. I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy. And nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm out of blowing out.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online, www.pinnytelford.co.uk, or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Scott Ross, wonder. J's will be like this.
Sorry, go!
Stevie Wonder, it's come out signed, sealed and delivered. Now, get this. Last September, 23-year-old Tyler Chase was living in a recovery program after struggling for many months with substance abuse. For whatever reason, he hadn't been in contact with his family for the years he'd been roaming the streets. After discovering that his food assistance benefits were no longer active, he contacted the Department of Human Services, only to be told that was because he was dead. Upon producing his ID, not surprisingly, there was much shuffling of feet. Yeah, it turns out that a man was found dead in September with Chase's wallet and temporary driver's license on him, which doesn't bear his name, which does bear his name, but no photo. Nevertheless, the local medical officer identified the man as Chase and notified his family, cremated the man and sent his ashes back to the Chase's family. It's now thought that the deceased individual had stolen the wallet from the addiction recovery centres. So as you can imagine, a bit of a shocker for Chase's family. Anyway, just for all of them, here's Westlife and You Raise Me Up. Well, back up anyway.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden me, and I am still and wait here in the silence until you come. And it's me. You raise me up so I can't stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong and I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Record.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's come back down to earth rather promptly and see what's happening on the highways and byways around town. First of all, let's start off in South End, where Hamlet Court Road is closed due to an accident between the A13 and the B1015 West Road. The A13 eastbound has slow traffic eastbound from Hadley Dawes East Road to Thames Drive. The A127 is slow London bound between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. And eastbound, it's slow moving traffic there between Rowley Weir, the A129, and Progress Road. So most of the problems are in the South End area. Of course, we still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood. That's for resurfacing work. And just note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, and you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. There's a closure affecting Dowsett's Lane in Ramsden Heath, and Everest Drive is closed in both directions between the Western Road and Huntsmead for gas main work. That's around Billericay. And as far as public transport is concerned, I can't see any major problems to note on C2C or Greater Anglia. If you're heading London bound, note that severe delays are still affecting the Central Line, predominantly due to a shortage of trains, believe it or not. And also there are there's a part suspension on the London Overground, that's between Willesden Junction and Shepherd's Bush, due to a network operational incident at around the Willesden Junction area. And minor delays are affecting the Metropolitan Line between Harrow on the Hill and Moore Park. That's due to a points failure at Moores Park. And also severe delays on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport, Uxbridge, due to train cancellations. Great if you're trying to get to the airport to catch a flight. Other than that, everything looks hunky-dory. And we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two. But at 1:27, you are fully up to date. And taking the Hurricane Highway now, it's Hurricane Highway with Young Love's a Liar.
Will never touch the ground. He tells her she means every word she's saying, and that hearts will never stray. Those butterflies will always be flying round. Young love's a liar. The second you start falling, spend your whole life chasing yesterday's young love's a liar. The second you start falling, it'll bind you. Get you under its spell, thinking nobody else can light that fire. Young love's a liar.
Young Love's a Liar, that's Hurricane Highway. I heard Michelle play that song last week. Oh, that's a great one. We'll have to dig that one out. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping Radio Bath alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be along on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. At 6, it's Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this. And then at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off to Synth City once again.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Sunset falls in Wichita, hear the dance through the blue. Wheat fields catch a glimpse of heaven, makes me think of you. And even when you're miles away, you're always on my mind. Lord knows you're in my heart, even when I close my eyes. You are golden, precious as a prayer, flying up through the air while the rain is falling. Golden, timeless as a kiss, baby, I don't want to miss another perfect moment to tell you how you make me feel the day you strolled in. My heart was stolen. Golden. Smallest parts of who you are everything you need. From the way you laugh to the way you cry to the way you love on me. Shadows run and darkness fades when you come around. My single star amongst the gray, always shining down. Yeah, you are golden, precious as a prayer, flying up through the air while the rain is falling. Golden, timeless as a kiss, baby, I don't want to miss another perfect moment to tell.
Should've told him.
Antebellum with Golden that kicked off the loves for this hour, and that of course was Kiki D and Amoureuse. Now here's a frightening fact for you. Just before Christmas, the Brentwood Food Bank, who as you know are part of the nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, fed an unprecedented 177 people in just one day. And with energy prices along with everything else on the up, they really need your urgent and continued support. Right now, they really appreciate donations of tin goods, including fruit, custard, rice pudding, meat such as casserole, stew, potatoes and fish, as well as rice and toiletries. So please keep those donations coming in. Getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528, and you can also email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thank you very much. And here's Tom Grennan.
I thought that I was moving way too fast to fall apart. Now I'm trying to find the time to tell you what's been on my mind. I never knew which words were right, but now I do.
you knew I needed saving. Just had to work it out for myself. Now I'm trying to find the time to tell you what's been on my mind. I never had someone to fight for, but now I do.
Right, from last summer, that was Tom Grennan and Before You. And now to tell us all about the talk of the town, it's Shed 7.
would say three, just to be different naturally.
Phoenix FM.
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second...
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 10459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean at Lea Luna Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villarrica's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after the meal. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Thanks to listen.
in a blinding light. I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like in your afterglow.
Sam Fisher there and Afterglow. Now, we played a song with the very same name by Ed Sheeran, but a very, very different song indeed. As I say, that's the Sam Fisher song, Afterglow. And this is a man who just gets better and better as he gets older. It's Rick Astley.
Like a hurricane, blowing all the grief away like a storm. You were bad, but you were good. You never did the things you should. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one life, and I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy. Much too much, too much for me. Now I regret it. Cause you're gone, 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 like the summer goes at the end of September. Gone, 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 like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life, cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. So strong, and I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much, too much for me. And now I regret it. Cause you're gone, 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 like the sun goes at the end of September. Gone, 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 like the snow falls. And now you're gone, gone, gone forever. Came into my life like a hurricane. Turned my world upside down. And I'll never be the same. Out of my life, cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember.
Forever and more, and to get us, take us to news time at 2, it's James.
No. Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.